I am walking by the water, ears fighting the roar of rushing current, to scan the undergrowth to my right and muddy banks to my left. The scent of the river and the wind that blows along with it masks many smells around me, tangling them. Thus, my best asset is my vision. My thoughts dwell on Opal Eye, and wondering how, with his disadvantage, he would handle this. A strange smell and strange sounds alert me back to spear focus. A branch from a cellar tree is rushing towards me down the thundering river. I tilt my head as additional movement catches my attention. Clinging onto the branch is a small animal. It is clothed, which means it is clever. Either that or some cat from the north has dressed up his pet. But I have never seen anything like this. Panicking eyes spot me, and it splashes about in attempts to hide behind the branch, half in the water, gasping, "Drowning?" I find myself asking Haka in my mind, "What shall I do?" The shaman would say to let it pass. This can only be a bad omen. Do not get involved. I obediently turn away and look to the trees for where to hunt next. The creature squeaks and mews, spluttering and going under the water. Yesterday, little Carol jumps on me while I sleep, wakening me with a playful start. I nip her ear. I am in the river. The water boils around me, deafening and consuming. I grab the wriggling shape and launch us back onto the bank. The cellar branch floats off and away. I shake myself off, confused by my own reaction. My mind had been made up. I wasn't thinking. Perhaps stricken by madness, I had no intention of rescuing this beast. By the time I turn back to inspect the coughing animal in a puddle on the ground, it has already scurried off. My head turns this way and that, scenting it. I catch it hiding in the hollow of a drago tree some way away, but I do not approach. Instead, I glance over and then turn my back, thinking and considering. It does not emerge, but I hear three telltale clicks as it suppresses sneezes. I sigh and take a strip of dried antelope from my pouch. I approach the drago trunk, stop some yards off, and place the meat on the leaves of the forest floor. I return to my spot, turn my back, and sit. This is foolish. Leave it or kill it. Not much meat for the family. Perhaps a good meal for you. It has emerged. It is creeping forward. The sounds of knees and hands on the leaves, the slightly stronger scent. The food is gone. The small animal has returned to its hidey hole. Tiny scent of meat being chewed. I scan the canopy and spot a sunfruit tree. I am in the tree, retrieving a particularly juicy one. I take another for me and return to the floor. I lay the offering in the same spot and go back to mine. I eat my fruit and wait. The fruit is gone, yet it will still not venture closer to me. My patience dwindles. Then a raptor shows up. Quietly. But I can feel it slinking through the undergrowth, licking its jaws. It is making for the tree and the opening of the hollow. Short, scuttling rushes, checking me for movement. Leave it. This is right. The strange creature does not belong here, and the forest should take him. The raptor opens its mouth wide and hisses. I hear a panic scream, and again carols in my thoughts. Oh.